Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So glad that you are spending some time with us. This is the show where we talk about life, we talk about money, we talk about how to manage this life God's way and for His glory. Today, we're going to have a micro focus on investing. So many of your questions that you've sent in via email or you've called in have been a lot about just confusion around investing. And one of our principles here is the KISS method, that is to keep it simple, silly. Actually, it's not silly, it's another word, but keep it simple, silly. We want to make sure we keep it simple. So we're going to talk about it during this show, but not get into a bunch of complexities. I want you to get out of this show at the end of the day that it can be simple. And then we're only going to invest in things that we understand. You don't have to get into all the, you know, these $20 words that intimidate you. Whether you're a 60-year-old and you're about to face retirement, or you're maybe you're 16 years old and you're getting ready to head off to college in a few years and all this stuff just intimidates you like crazy, or anything in between. Folks, you don't have to be intimidated. You just got to have the right help, and we're going to talk about that as well. What does the Bible have to say about investing, right? Let's, you know, we want to start there. Investing, we teach here at Ramsey Solutions, you want to invest in two things in your lifetime, okay? You want to invest in long-term financial legacy. You want to make sure that you're in long-term investments, not this one-day stuff and not this three-month stuff, but you want to be long-term investing. And there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And then we want to invest in eternal things. We want to invest in the eternal. So what does the Bible say about these two different areas in our life? Let's talk about eternity first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 20 says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." That we are to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. What does that look like? Well, obviously it looks in generosity and giving, but it also in our relationships. Of laying, you know, we want to make sure that we invest our time and our energy into relationships so that we can point people towards Christ and so that we can fill up heaven. Somehow in His plan, He has decided He's going to use everyday people like you and me to point people towards His Son Jesus and to fill heaven. So that's a pretty cool calling. Again, He doesn't need us, but He's chosen us, which is pretty incredible. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 points to this eternal investing as well. It says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Many folks think this means the prosperity gospel. Folks, this is straight out of the Bible. The bottom line is if you give, you will be blessed. It says, "For the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you." And so God will bless you for investing in eternal things, whether you like it or not. Doesn't mean you're going to get a Mercedes tomorrow or a diamond ring in a week. It just means He's going to bless you. So that's a pretty cool promise. And a lot of times when we're discouraged in life, we need to not forget those amazing promises. You know, we need to not only invest in eternity, but also in earth too. You think about this. When you think about investing, Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." That is an earthly investment. You are leaving money on this earth for someone else to benefit from. You think about in the Bible, Solomon built the temple, right? But guess what? Solomon didn't build the temple with his money. He built the temple with David's coin. David left him a tremendous amount of money, and that was a great inheritance. That's a great legacy, a great financial legacy. Pretty cool. You think about 2 Corinthians 9:6. The point is this. "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Now, we can take that verse and we can apply that concept to a lot of areas of our life. And what we sow into relationships, what we put into relationships, is what we're going to get out of relationships. That's with your marriage. That's with your kids. That's with your coworkers. That's with your teammates. That's with your roommate. That's with those that are in your class. What we sow, we will reap. Now, what about those grades? How much you study is going to reflect what kind of grade you get. Same principle with money. Okay, if we go out and work, guess what? You're going to reap. And so this is an agricultural concept that if you sow corn, you're going to get corn. You're not going to get beans. You're not going to get watermelons. You're going to get whatever you put in the ground. Same thing is true with giving. If we sow, we will get in return. Maybe you've got a bad attitude towards church attendance. Oh, this church, that. I'm not getting fed, blah, blah, blah. Folks, you get out of church what you put into it. Get involved and ask where you can help and not be complaining about the problem, but be part of the solution. So reaping what you sow. Okay. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says this. Check this out. This is amazing. Okay, so even our earthly investments, they have to point towards heaven. And this is a great verse for that. Check this out. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride and possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. So yes, we're going to be talking about investing for about 15 minutes or so. And please do not be confused that we are not investing so we can get rich. We're not investing so that we can have all these great tangible things and we can have the four-wheeler, we can have the boat, and we can buy the jewelry. That's not why. We're not going to be in love with the things of the world. The reason why we want to be successful with money, first of all, is that it's a mandate from the scriptures that we manage what we've been entrusted with faithfully. But it's so we can bring glory to God, so we can give it away, and so that we can minister to people, so we can show love to people. Of course, we can do that without money as well, but there's so many great things we can do. It's a tool, and money can be a tool to bring God glory, or it can be a weapon. Money is an amoral thing. It's not neither good or bad, but we have a mandate to make sure that we handle it so that it is good. So let's talk a little bit more about investing. Okay, let's dream together a little bit, okay? So maybe you've caught yourself, you're in a rut, and over the last week or so, or maybe it's the last month or so, maybe it's even the last 5 years, you have just been focusing in on the here and now. It's just making sure you get through the week. I don't know where you're at financially right now. Research shows that 88% of you are living paycheck to paycheck or worse. So that's probably where you're at. But I'm going to ask you just for a minute, let's pull up out of the weeds a little bit. Let's think about the future and let's dream a little bit. Okay? I don't know how old you are, but let me give you a little sample of what this investing can do. The power of compound interest, the power of time. A 30-year-old couple, okay, they're making about $48,000 a year. Let's just say they save 15% of their money. Okay, and that's what we teach in Baby Step 4 of Financial Peace University. Once you've saved your emergency fund and once you've gotten out of debt, then you want to put 15% of your household income towards long-term investments. But let's say this 30-year-old couple does that, and they put $600 a month away in a 401k at 12% growth, which is what the stock market has averaged over the last 70 or 80 years. Okay, so at 70 years old, check out what they would have. You won't even believe this. This is crazy. This is bananas. $7 million in that 401k. Say wow. Exactly. And you're like, Chris, no, that's a little bit positive thinking. That's crazy. Even 12%, I haven't seen that in a while. You probably haven't seen that in a while. Actually, 2013, I believe it was 30%. So, but over long-term period of time, it's been 12%. I think it's like 11.7. But let's just say you're right. Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm half wrong. Folks, that's still $3.5 million. That is bananas. Absolutely crazy. You know, that's taking into consideration that they didn't even get a raise over those 40 years. I mean, think about it, they got a raise, now you're talking about 15% off of more income every single paycheck. So that's pretty cool. Now, let's say that same couple fully funds a Roth IRA on top of that. and they put that $11,000 a year into a Roth IRA. Let's just say 10 for round numbers. That's $833 a month. Okay, and let's take that same 12% growth. So at 70 years old, this couple will have $9.8 million. $9.8 million. Again, what if I'm half wrong, right? Now, check this out. What if they did both? If they did both, folks, craziness. $16 million at age 70. Crazy. So the Bible says that the diligent prosper. And that's exactly what this example shows us. That if we're diligent, that over time, we will prosper. Of course, it takes hard work. It takes some sacrifice. It takes being disciplined enough to say that $833 a month or that $600 a month, that we're not going to spend that on lattes, that we're not going to spend that on whatever it is in your life. You've got to think. You have to have some forward thinking. But man, what a tremendous reward. Thomas Jefferson says, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something that you've never done. And so maybe you've never long-term invested, but you know what? That's what that needs to be what you do. But make sure you have that emergency fund first and you're completely out of debt. This is for some of you, this is forward thinking. You're thinking about the next step, but that's cool to have your eyes on the horizon. So let's just talk about keeping this simple. I hinted at that a little bit before, but we want to make sure that we keep this simple. Of course, Dave Ramsey is the owner of Ramsey Solutions, and he has talked to a ton of very successful people, including, I think, something like 14 billionaires. All of them have very simple investments. Very simple. You'd be bored to tears. It's not these big, complex, debt-leveraging kind of deals. They are just steady and long-term and winning. Okay, so that's, we want to keep it simple. Also, you want to make sure you're diversified. What does that mean? You want to spread everything around. Okay, Dave has a great quote on this. It says, money is like manure. Left in one pile, it stinks. Spread it around and it makes things grow. And that's what you want to do. You want to make sure you spread it around. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. That diversification, what it does is it allows you to lower your risk. You don't have everything all in one pile, because that one thing goes, then you're in trouble. We see this in Ecclesiastes 11:2, where we're warned about this. It says, give portions to seven, yes, to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come unto the land. Or, you know, what character becomes the next president? We'll turn the page on that one. So let's talk a little bit about the best way for you to diversify, folks, is mutual funds. We talk about that a lot on this show. And what a mutual fund is just investors. They pool their money together to invest. It's that simple. So it's this big, huge kind of picture a bowl. And inside the bowl is a bunch of different stocks. And so, therefore, if one stock has a bad day, you've got a bunch of other stocks that can kind of equal it out and kind of balance it out so you don't take such a huge loss. That's what the diversification does for you. So mutual funds is the way to go. They're the good long-term investment. That's what you're looking for. And when you think about investing, investing is anything over 5 years. And saving is anything under 5 years. So if you're looking for, you know, to save up for your next car, you're not going to put your money in mutual funds so that you can save enough money for your car. You're probably going to have a car go bad within 5 years. So you're going to want to make sure you put that in a money market account, like kind of as a savings. Okay. And so when you diversify, you want to diversify, even diversify your mutual funds. So you're going to diversify it once, and then you're going to diversify it again. You want to have 25% in growth and income funds, 25% in growth funds, 25% in international funds. You don't have to memorize all this, okay? All this is on stewardship.com. This episode is on stewardship.com. It'll be there for a very long time, so you don't have to write all this down. And then the fourth 25% is aggressive growth stock funds. So you want to make sure that you have it all diversified. And I'm going to tell you this several times, that we have endorsed local providers, because Dave and I have found ourselves in this situation several times where we're talking about investments and then you're sitting there going, okay, now what do I do with this? How do I go to the next level? And the reality of what we do and how we serve the community, we can't go any further with you on this. It's not what we do. We're not in the trenches when it comes to investments every single day. So what Dave has done is he has gone out and he is in pretty much every city in America has found and filtered the best tax advisors, the best investment advisors, the best insurance folks, the best real estate folks, and he puts them through a filter and makes sure they're amazingly competent, they've gotten tremendous character, and they have the same value system that we do. And so he's done that already. And so if you want to find some of those folks to take this conversation to the next level, you want to make sure you check out the website that I refer to a lot, stewardship.com, and click what's called ELP. That's our endorsed local providers. Again, they are amazing. They have the heart of a teacher. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're not going to try to sell you anything that's contrary to what we teach, which comes straight from the scriptures. So they are a tremendous resource to you. We wanted to make sure that we provided you that. They're our ELPs, our endorsed local providers.
Thank you for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
So we're talking about investing, folks, and you know, we want to make sure that we are staying diversified, but we also want to make sure that we are looking for tax-favored plans. So when we're talking about tax-favored plans, you always save long-term with these tax-favored dollars. You're looking for qualified plans. Okay, tax-favored means that the investment is in a qualified plan or has a special tax treatment. Okay, some of the qualified plans, to give you a couple examples, would be an IRA, an individual retirement agreement, or a 401k. And really, 401k sounds all complex. It's just a regulation in the IRS code, section and subsection. Section 401, subsection K. That's simple. 403b, that's for nonprofits. It's in the IRS code. There's a 457 that some of you are familiar with. That is a deferred comp kind of situation. There is a simplified employment pension plan called a SEP. Very few of you have that, so I'm not going to spend much time on that. But we love IRAs here. We love 401ks, 403bs. We love them. So let's just zero in on IRAs for just a moment. An IRA is not a type of investment at a bank. It's a tax treatment or virtually any type of investment. So when we say go get an IRA, it's a tax treatment for your mutual fund. And so that's what you're looking for, an IRA or a Roth IRA. What's cool about a Roth IRA, the word Roth is pretty much a multi-million dollar word. Don't ever forget Roth. That's like $250,000 per letter. So don't forget Roth. Roth is amazing. The Roth IRA is an after-tax IRA that grows, get this, tax-free. It grows tax-free. This is your friend. You want to make sure that you are taking advantage of the Roth IRA contribution every year. Ask more questions with your ELP, but take advantage of that, okay? If you save like we teach, you should use the Roth IRA. Now, going back to like a traditional IRA, okay, remember it's not an investment, it's a treatment, a tax treatment. Everyone with an earned income is eligible. And also the non-income producing spouse, because of the marriage, they are eligible as well. When you get into 401ks and 403bs and 457s, you know, most companies have completely done away with the traditional, you might have heard this word before, a pension plan in the last 20 years. Some new plans offer a variety of pre-tax choices, but pensions are kind of on their way out. But some companies are now offering the Roth 401k, and maybe that you have that at your work. You contribute Roth to your 401k, but the company match, if there's a match, they have to do it with non-Roth dollars. But now, recently, they've opened it up where now even the matching is Roth, which should make you very, very happy. So you should be funding your plan, whether your company matches or not. But the plans that have company matching provide great returns. Where else, folks, can you get 100% on your money immediately? I'm going to say this boldly. Now, this is if you're out of debt and you have an emergency fund. But if you're past those two steps, folks, if your company has matching, and you're not doing it, that is crazy. They are giving you a gift that you are not taking advantage of. The last four or five churches that I went to and I consulted, their executive team or their senior leadership team was distraught because under 30% of their staff is taking advantage of the matching that their church is providing. And then they turn around and say that their church is not being generous with them. But that is just free money, folks. You want to make sure you take advantage of that. And if you're honest with yourself, there's something that you can give up to think long term when it comes to investing. It's not that you don't have money. Okay, so we need to make sure we're running the race. Of course, 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." So as we invest, this is a tough wrestle for us. Those of you that are progress-oriented, you're go-getters. It's very easy for you to put all of your security and all your hope in your intellect and your decision-making and your intelligence. There's others of you out there that put all of your security in faith in God. It is both. The Bible's very clear that there is a faith element that is necessary, but there's also some things we got to do. There's some practical things that we have to do as believers. And if we want to make sure that we manage God's money, God's way for God's glory. And so we can't just pray in the corner and think that we're going to be great forever. We've got to get to work and we've got to invest and we've got to take advantage of compound interest. And so we're just scratching the surface a little bit here on investing. You know, you might be sitting there and maybe you're the biggest skepticism of everything I've said so far. You might be saying, "Yeah, Chris, but the market," right? That's what you might be saying. But the market, folks, the market is fine. I mean, I could tell you stats and stats and stats. Folks, there is nothing wrong with the economy. The economy is fine. We've had like over 200% increase in the last several years. And then we have a little bit of like a 10% drop and everyone's freaking out. Come on now. You've got to look at the history. You know, if you think about one-year periods, all the way since 1934, 66% of one-year periods have been positive, okay? If you look at three-year periods, 86% of those three-year periods have been positive gains. Five-year periods, 92% of five-year periods have been successful. And get this, 100% of 10-year periods have been positive gains. Folks, if you invest long-term, you don't have to get into all this drama of what the stock market is doing each and every day, whether it's up 150 points or down 250 points. Just invest, put your money in there, and ignore it, and just look at your quarterly statements and move on. People win with money by long-term investing. Well, folks, I guess that wraps up. Bob's telling me that we're all done for the day. Yeah, I feel like we just scratched the surface on investing, but hopefully that takes care of a few of your questions that are out there and at least gives you some next steps. And your next step is to talk to whoever your financial advisor is. And if you don't have one or you're not very happy with yours, you feel like you're being sold something, that's not a good feeling. You want to make sure you can trust them. Make sure they're professional and make sure they have a heart of a teacher. They want to teach you stuff, not keep stuff from you. And they want to make sure they're about customer service, not about their commission. So we have those. They're called endorsed local providers. We put a ton of energy into making sure that we know that we know that we know that they're going to give you the best service. So they're available at stewardship.com. Under Chris Recommends, just click the ELP button. There's a plethora of different resources there that can help you along your journey. We're excited to not only encourage you, not only to equip you and to educate you, but also to inspire you. And man, we are cheering you on. All of our team is cheering you on here at Ramsey Solutions and on social media. Make sure you check us out there. Chris Brown on air on all platforms. Be sure, again, just a little bit of a reminder, to send us what God is doing through your margin. Give us that testimony of how God's working in your life. Be sure to be telling your friends and your family about our show. And those of you that are listening on the podcast, I would like to encourage you to fill out a review. Let us know how we're doing, how we're serving you. It's an honor to serve you today, honor to serve you every day. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, and for His glory. God bless you.